Dermot and Dave.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
On Today FM.
Now, we've all heard of doing the old detox, whether that's to do with booze, food, or the phone in your pocket. But apparently, we should be doing something called a digital retox. On the line to tell us all about it for Mind Yourself Now this week is Carrie Buds, one of our regular contributors from Quokka Wellness. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. What is a digital retox, and why should we be doing it?
I was just thinking before we came on there, people are probably throwing their mince pies at the radio now saying, why are they talking about detoxing in December? a retox, I guess we've all heard about detoxes, like you said, and they're everywhere, especially kind of maybe in November and again in January. And it's culling things out of your life or cutting things out of your life that you really like for a while. And then afterwards, you just binge on the thing you cut out. So that's why we wanted to talk about retoxing.
All right. So the reintroduction of the thing that you've detoxed is actually as important as detoxing itself, is it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I would even say probably more important, especially right. when it comes to the stuff. Yeah. Because even the language around kind of digital consumption now is, it's kind of correlates with food a lot. You have things like all you can eat data and binge watching and that kind of thing. Mm. So you're kind of like, you're always telling people, like, consume loads, consume loads, consume loads. Then when you're overloaded, cut it out and then go back and consume loads again or even more again the second time around. Mm. So the retoxing element is, I suppose, just about, you can never really fully detox anyway. You know, I'm sure people are kind of aware that detoxing usually in the main doesn't work and you can't really detoxify as such. But you can definitely manage things a bit better. So if you feel like you're overloaded with, say, digital devices and that kind of thing, if you feel like you're mindlessly scrolling social media in the evenings or you're getting distracted with email and work and you feel like you've a to-do list as long as your arm and you start your day really well and then you end up finishing at 6 in the evening and all you've done is reply to emails. If you're in that kind of zone, then there's a couple of things you can do. There's a couple of steps you can take to kind of move things out of your life that are kind of distracting you or causing you problems, and then slowly reintroduce them. So slowly retox yourself then afterwards.
Okay, so what's the best way to, so is it a cold turkey? Is that the best way of stopping what you're doing first in the first way, or is there a better way of approaching the detox part before the retox?
Yeah, like I would say there definitely is. Like everyone has probably tried some kind of detox, be it like even dry November or like a juice detox or something like that. Mm. And often you find when you go back to it, you're almost in a, have worse habits afterwards. And it's because you denied yourself something for a long time or for an amount of time, but you completely cut it out of your life. So I would say like a cold turkey approach probably isn't going to work, especially not if you're looking for something long term.
Yeah.
So what I often do, I call it, instead of detoxing, because I just find it has those connotations, I just call it offloading. So it's basically you're overloaded. If you're feeling that overloaded, you can offload things like bit by bit, like brick by brick, and you can just take things off your kind of off your schedule or off yourself for a while and then see how you feel with them off and reintroduce them slowly. So the way I'd normally do it is tell people to just make a plan, figure out what is causing you kind of the most pain. So you could take like a couple of days and say, okay, is it the, like I said, scrolling in the evening? Is it watching Netflix when I know I should be like going out for my walk or my run? Am I spending 3 hours like watching television? Am I checking my email first thing in the morning? Whatever it is, just make a little note of what's kind of causing you the most problems and address those. Don't look at everything, just look at one thing at a time, kind of chunk it out.
So that's the important thing, isn't it? Just baby steps. So most of us, we go, right, that's it. And we make great declarations to anyone in the house who will listen to us. From now on, I am only eating peas and I'm never drinking until 2030. And it's unsustainable. So one bit off your offload plan a day maybe and spread it out over a week.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and if people are interested on my website on quokkawellness.com, there's just an email sequence that you can get for one day a week for 7 days of things you can do. Really small steps you can take to address some of the problems. So it's if people are interested, they can check it out there. But yeah, it's like we usually make those big declarations like that when something, we feel like something's out of our control and we're frantic and we're like, the only action I can take is a massive action. And it's usually that's the one that's probably going to fail a bit quicker. At least if we just to pick one thing, it's just so much more like manageable for us, for any of us, you know, in any kind of area.
And why do you recommend that people keep a diary?
So keeping a diary just kind of lets you get you in touch with yourself. We often don't know we have that feeling like of overload or stress or anxiety, and but we're not exactly sure of the cause of it or where we're, you know, where the feelings come in and come out and that kind of thing. So I think like keeping a diary is just really useful way of kind of tapping into what is actually going on. And it also can be useful too, just for practical things to say, like, you know, how long you're spending checking different things like social media or checking your emails and that kind of thing.
Are there ways of managing your actual physical social media stuff? Like, do you recommend, some people say, you know, you should unfollow the accounts that suck you in?
Like, definitely, there's so many like steps like that you can do as well. I would always say start with the thing that's causing you the most pain, like I said, or the thing that's most problem. So if it's Facebook, for example, go through what's kind of zapping your time. So it could be people you follow or groups or pages that you follow that are like taking your time or making you feel negative about yourself or that kind of thing. Unfollow them. It doesn't mean you have to disconnect from them completely or you can never check again, but at least that way you're proactive. So you can go look them up if you want to check what they're doing rather than them pushing or Facebook pushing notifications to you based on your
And do you recommend going offline for a whole day at times?
Yeah, like that's part of one of the steps as well. Now that's, it might sound a little bit detoxy, but when you're offline just for a whole day, and pick a day that's obviously going to suit your schedule, like a Sunday could be a nice day. First, it's just to get used to that feeling of not being online and kind of feeling the benefits of what you're going to be doing. If you start offloading, you kind of get that familiarity with what it feels like to not have your phone stuck to your side. Like, I do workshops and one of them is 2 hours long, and I ask people to put their phone in a box, and I put the box to the side of the room and I out of kind of sight. And for the first 10 minutes or so, people are like, you can just sense off them that they're just that uncomfortableness of not having their phone with them. But they relax into it after maybe 15 or 20 minutes. And at the end, people are like, I'm so glad I did it because I didn't want to. But I had that, just that break for a little while just to, you know, not have to think about my phone because it wasn't there. I couldn't do anything about it. To connect with that again, just have that feeling of what it's like and to find out what's really important. So if you get your phone back at the end of 24-hour period or even a 12-hour period over a day, you can say, well, what I needed actually was WhatsApp, but I really didn't need those Instagram notifications, for example.
What about the retox then, very quickly, because we're running out of time, but what about that retox step then you're talking about that's as important as the detox or the offload or whatever you want to call it? What about that retox? How do you manage that?
Yeah, so it's not to make assumptions that just because you cut things out that it's going to be like that forever. You just need to plan how you're going to reintroduce things. So if there is something you wanted to offload out of your life, you can turn off notifications for your social media account. You can set up out of offices for your email. Whatever it is, again, whatever that kind of pain point for you is, work on that and make it as easy as possible for you to not fall into those bad habits that you wanted to avoid. And again, focusing on your internal and external triggers. So there, those internal ones which are, you know, if you're bored and you know that when you're bored you check social media, try and figure out a way that you can address the boredom without being social media. So it could be something like maybe use exercise instead, or maybe spend time with your family, or make a phone call rather than, you know, going on to social media, and then turning off the actual physical notifications, the external notifications as well.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Useful stuff altogether. It is, but it does require a level of planning and strategy, doesn't it? Rather than the big declaration of intent and then followed up by little or no action, which is where we all end up, because we're human, you know. But
exactly.
Yeah, I think certainly in terms of the effects that the digital devices can have on us and our attention and our general, you know, well-being, there's lots of science out there to show that it does affect our brain. So we got to get strategic about it. Carrie, thanks so much.
Thank you too. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Cheers, Carrie. Bye-bye.
You can check out Carrie and all the info she just spoke about there. It's all up on Quokka Wellness. That's Quokka, quokkawellness.com.